Hey, everybody, welcome back to another episode of Flock and Gather. It's Alan Scherr, your host. I run the Spa Industry Association. I am so glad to have my friend Arcelis with me today. She's way up in gorgeous Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, and Arcelis runs Liquid Light CBD. She makes the goddess oils. How are you, Arcelis?
Oh, I'm wonderful, Alan. Super excited to be with you.
Well, and as I said before we got on the mic today, I said, you name your oils goddess oils, but you're living in God's country. And I'm ashamed to say I never have gotten farther than Boise, but I'll have to fix that one of these days. But I know the spa folks who are up there, they just can't say enough good things about where you're living.
No, absolutely. It is a jewel, you know, just like you kind of referred to. It is, you have a lot of freshwater lakes, you have the woods, and you just have such a connection to, like I say, Mother Earth. It is just a beautiful, and I'm so grateful for it. I really am.
It's a good place to take your shoes off and actually put your feet right on the earth, right?
That's right. Yeah, often grounding, absolutely.
People forget that we could do hours on grounding and we have less than 18 minutes, so we're not going to go there. But you know, sometimes I just want to go out back and put my feet in the dirt. It's just, it's necessitated by the fact that we're surrounded by everything digital, right? And all the motion that you need to get away from that and kind of ground yourself.
Right, right. To rebalance and recenter. Absolutely. And I believe so strongly in the connection to Mother Earth. That's very much prevalent in my oil. I believe that CBD, cannabis, is a female plant and is an herb, and it is a gift to us from Mother Earth.
You know what's good? Arcelis, everyone calls it Mother Earth. I'm glad no one's got prissy about this and said, well, that's not gender neutral. We need to call it he, she, earth, or male earth, or something stupid that's politically correct. I don't like any of that stuff. Mother Earth is female.
It's yes.
Right?
Yes. Fertile. It springs forth life. She springs forth life. Absolutely. As woman does. There's beauty in both, you know, we need both to create life. But you know, we can also honor the, you know, the female energy and, absolutely. So that's,
I love it. Thank God for Mother Earth and female energy.
That's right.
You and I were talking, before we went live here, about how the pandemic has been good and bad for a lot of people. Some people are not good being by themselves. Some people are great being by themselves, right? And vice versa. So tell me, how have you and your family, how have you managed through 7 months of stay in place, don't go anywhere?
Oh my goodness. You know, actually, and I think I speak for a lot of people, it was a blessing. You know, being able to have quality time, that you get so caught up in the rhythms of life. I like to say the matrix, you know, pay bills, work, you know, and everything else like family, balancing one's energy, focusing on one's energy is on the back burner. So we were forced as a species to take a break. Reconnect with our families. I was telling you, Alan, that my husband and I have 10 acres here in Coeur d'Alene, in Rose Lake, actually, and we're so blessed. And I spent a lot of time on the land and connecting, and it was beautiful. Of course, it's trepidatious. You know, people were dying or are, you know, have been dying. And so you have those, you know, that sadness there. But far as how I dealt with it is I connected with my family and myself.
You have to be careful when you tell people you have 10 acres. They're going to go, hey, Rose Lake, let's go up and visit Arcelis and we'll camp up. You'll have thousands of spa people will start showing up and camping on your land.
Yeah, I know. They won't be able to find me, but yeah, I get you, Alan.
I know. We've used these words a lot, right? Lemon to lemonade, culling of the herd. I mean, there's a lot of things that have I just talked to a guy who's running a huge spa hotel project in California. And the bosses told them in March to furlough everyone. And then a week later, they said, hey, guess what? We don't need you anymore either. So he did all the hard work. And then, of course, they let him go as well. But he ended up back on his feet, back where he used to live. And he said, look, this is just the changing of times. And sometimes, you know, you have to make the leap with me, right? You can't fight the universe. You just have to kind of roll with it, because otherwise you end up in this woe is me thing. And I don't think at heart, Arcellus, we as humans, we don't think that way, right? We want to get out. We want to meet people. We want to explore. Isn't that the way it should feel?
Oh, absolutely, Alan. And, you know, I've also heard of similar situations. And, you know, of course, the lemon, you know, the analogy, taking lemons and making lemonade. But I have found people that have, you know, have been let go of a certain position. And now that, you know, when they kind of, you burn, kind of burn the boats, now let me, this project that I've always wanted to, you know, explore, now let me explore it, you know. And I've, you know, I have one friend, and now he's like bought a whole bunch of crystals, and he's going to start selling, making his jewelry and his crystals, and he really can't be happier, you know.
I'm sorry our listeners can't see it. Flash me those nails again. Those are spectacular. Let me see those. I love them.
Aren't they fun?
Okay, listeners, I'm sorry. Arcellus has the most gorgeous nails ever, and they actually match the painting behind her on the wall.
Oh, Alan, you're so sweet. Thank you.
It's all female day at the spa association.
It is. It is goddess. It's goddess. I'm very connected to divine feminine energy.
Good. Tell me how you started Liquid. Everyone loves everything about CBD these days. So give me the very short story on how you started Liquid Light and how you came up with the name Goddess Oils.
Absolutely. So the short and sweet is I started a processing facility with my husband, and we had other cannabis products. That's where I learned about the homeopathic attributes of the plant, you know, the CBD versus the THC, which of THC is the feel good. And so once you remove that psychotropic, you are left with the healing properties of the plant. And I am Earth goddess. I don't know if you can kind of tell, but so I started taking CBD myself, and I really liked what I felt the herb was doing for my body. And so I started researching it, and I happened upon Rick Simpson cured his own skin cancer within a unique extraction method that created a highly concentrated CBD. And so I took that formula and created something very unique as a topical for the skin. And that's what separates me from everything else on the market, Alan, that is CBD, is that it's a highly concentrated, I make a very small quantity of it. So it's unique to the market.
Arcellus, for a lot of our listeners, I mean, look at, you know this, we've gone from like nothing to 5,000 brands out there. So for a lot of people, even though they may have listened to something that talked about CBD 101, it might be confusing for them to try and figure out the details, but they know they want to take CBD. They just don't know why. So if you were going to tell our listeners just one or two or three things, what would make someone say, I have to go search out a CBD line? A liquid light, for instance.
Yes.
What are those couple, like, just raw basic things they should be thinking about?
Okay. This is the short and sweet, and I'm so grateful that you asked me about this, Alan. There is a lot of hemp products, right? Hemp seed oil products on the market. You can buy hemp seed oil on Amazon, okay? You cannot buy goddess oils on Amazon, and I'm going to tell you the reason what separates. Hemp seed oil is derived from the seed. It has no cannabinoid. As human beings, we have anatomical receptors for cannabinoids, and that is what CBD stands for, cannabinoid. So when you purchase a CBD product, you want to make sure that the CBD is derived from the flower, the leaf, or the stem. That is where the cannabinoid is. Now, if you go onto Amazon and you see, oh, hemp seed oil, that is not CBD.
Hemp's not, Amazon's not the place to be looking for the right products, correct?
No, absolutely not. And you know, it's unfortunate because it's inundated and people just don't know what the difference is. And so you're going to purchase Liquid Life CBD. You have to make sure it's at least second party tested, and that you have on my website, I have the test. You can look and see the test results there, so you can see actual cannabinoid, okay, what it is made of.
That's a good answer. Here's my second question. Tell me if I'm right or wrong. I always thought this is one of the subjects where after you've gotten your kind of macro education, you can choose to go do a deep dive or not, and just start experimenting with some things and find out what physically and mentally works with you, right?
Yeah. Right. Sure. Absolutely. That's the way that you can really figure things out. And like myself, I consider myself to be an expert in the field because I own my own processing facility. I have spas that are currently carrying my product. I have wellness stores. There's a certain legality that you have to go through to sell on the commercial market. Right. So when you have, like, here I'm sitting with Alan Scheer, the president of the Spa Association. I mean, that is awesome. I mean, I consider you, Alan, I consider you to be innovative.
Stop. You're making me blush.
No, because I've studied you. And, you know, like, let me just give you an example. You know how you just went to, like, the salt spa, right? It was the salt spa. And I have been going to Korean spas for many, many years and have known about salt spas. But to see that you as a leader in the industry are looking at all these, and now this is, you know, I think this is like ancient science, you know, where, you know, that for healing the body, I think, you know, the salt is very much like CBD in its holistic healing of the body.
We have to live the life we preach, don't we?
Amen. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And sometimes people come into our industry, but they never kind of grasp. They think, it's kind of a tree hugging, kiss the dog. Well, yeah. I mean, it is, but that's too narrowly focused to talk about the whole industry. My boys say, why don't you retire and play more golf? Okay, I'm a crappy golfer. But aside from that, I say I'm doing this in retirement. I love being around a natural, spirited industry, and our spa channel fits the bill. Probably I just ended up in the place that I'm supposed to be, and that's why I continue to do what I'm doing. Otherwise, Kathy would kick me out of the house and say I'm driving her crazy anyways.
So. Okay.
You said, Arcellus, you talked about plants that the cannabinoids have to come from flower, leaf, or stem. Don't buy hemp oil, right?
Well, it's not. Okay, so hemp oil is a nutrient-rich oil. It's like aloe vera gel. It's a wonderful plant, okay? But it does not give you the same healing profile. It's very misleading. It doesn't have the cannabinoids because we have those receptors, and this is what turned me on to CBD in the first place. I was like, whoa, my own anatomy has receptors for this plant. So, you know, it's like symbiotic, okay? And so, you know, I take CBD, that's all I use on my skin, and it's just healing. It heals the skin in the most beautiful way.
Okay, let's talk about this because you said something about this before, but if you use a serum or a moisturizer, what's the connection to the oils that it's like a high serum, right?
Absolutely. So it is the ultimate moisturizer. So, you know, let's take an example for the spa industry when you're finishing up with your client, a microdermabrasion or some kind of invasive procedure. And, you know, what they've been using a lot of the goddess oils for too is when they're doing massage, like a gua sha massage. because the CBD is going, it's penetrating through all the layers of the skin. Like if you take collagen, for example, the molecules are too large to be fully absorbed in the skin. Millions and millions of dollars of marketing, Alan, but it doesn't penetrate the skin. Because CBD is a natural oil and the receptors and the skin is the largest organ, it penetrates through all the layers of the skin, healing at the cellular level. It's a gift.
I love the way you have this conversation. You were born to have this conversation, Arcellus.
Thank you, Alan. That means so much.
A lot of people don't like to put what they call oil on their face because they think it's oily.
But
We know that in our industry too, sometimes less is more, right? It doesn't mean you need to put gobs of it on, but you can certainly work your forehead and your temples and under your eyes and everywhere else to work it into your skin without it actually being greasy.
Right. Absolutely not. And because it is a natural oil, it's absorbed in the skin. So it's not like you just have this layer of oil on your skin. It's a nutrient for the skin. So it's like the skin just soaks it up. You know, if you put a serum on your skin, you know, it's the same thing, you know, but it's just the surface layer. When you're using CBD, specifically goddess oils, because of the high concentration, you know, all I have is three ingredients in my product, Alan, because I wanted to keep the integrity of the gift, which is the oil.
Arcellus, where do they find, people want to go, they always from our podcast, they're like, how do we find you? What's the website? Where do they go find you?
They go to liquidlightcbd.com.
Oh, that's it. LIGHT, right?
Yeah. Liquidlightcbd.com.
Yes. Perfect. Actually, that's my first stop after our podcast.
I love
testing. Sometimes people used to come over to our house and go, oh my God, your bathroom, because I go to trade shows, I come home and I've got six
everything.
Brands of stuff. Because we like, that's why I said people need to experiment a little bit and try different things because your body will kind of naturally tell you when you've landed in the right place. Yes?
Absolutely, Alan. That's what I did for so long is I purchased, you know, from the most expensive to, you know, what you can get at the drugstore and everything seemed to kind of break me out. It seems like the more expensive it would break me out. And that's the reason why I went to the holistic route and created this formula is 100% natural. And my skin, it just retains such a suppleness and it's very special. There's a reason why the drug, you know, industry try to keep this product off the market. It is a healing herb.
We're coming to the end, but you said something that made me think of grocery stores, right? Like if you go buy this is not picking on any of the big purveyors, but if you go buy something and it's on the store at a Target or a Walgreens or a CVS or whatever, you have to wonder with all the advertising and all the things that might be in it, why is that there versus going to, let's say, a liquid light CBD and buying your products? It's the same in the grocery store. Like our best vegetables and stuff come from the market on Saturday morning, not because we went to the grocery store, but there's a lot of good grocery stores and there's a lot of good stuff in them. But I want the stuff that has nothing on it that they farmed and then they brought to market and then I get it, right?
Absolutely, 100%. So, you know, that is what goddess oils is that, you know, it is the, I like to use the analogy, you know, like a Chanel jacket, right? You're going to, it's unique and it's special because of the ultras, the ones that hand sew the clothing, right? And so, you know, you're like, well, this garment is so ridiculously expensive. Well, it's hand sewn. You know, it's a quality that you're going to get, you know, and I don't mass produce my product. I make small batches at a time because I want to keep that integrity. I want to keep the uniqueness and the specialness of it.
Oh, we could go on for hours.
We sure could.
We've been speaking today with Arcellus Vidal. Did I say it right? Is it Vidal?
Yes, you did. Yes,
wonderful.
You did, Alan.
You can find her at liquidlightcbd.com. please reach out to her and see what her goddess oils are all about, but get in line behind me. Oh. Arcellus, so great being with you today.
Oh, Alan, thank you so much. And thank you for your innovation and your vision. I appreciate you so much.
Thank you so much. And friends, remember, please be kind to one another.